Time now to check in with WCAI political reporter Mike Dean, who comes to us this morning from the State House in Boston. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
Mike, August is over, so are lawmakers back in the building yet?
Before Labor Day weekend? You're lucky that I showed up for work.
Things are looking like they are about to heat up in the legislature after the holiday weekend, though, as lawmakers prepare for the second half of their two-year session. Before we get to conversation, let's hear from Speaker Robert DeLeo. He spoke to the State House News Service recently about what he's hoping to get done this fall.
A couple of things that we're taking a look at right now. We're still taking a look at the budget, and the two biggest items that I think are going to be obviously the health care issue and also the whole issue of criminal justice reform. Although it may be August, we've been extremely busy at work, to be honest with you.
Like DeLeo said here, changes to the criminal justice system could really dominate the legislature's agenda this fall and maybe into next year, depending on how much they decide to do.
So what issues are lawmakers going to debate when they start work updating the criminal justice system?
Really, there are two major areas of the justice system that could be in for an overhaul. The first is what Beacon Hill shorthand is kind of calling the back end. That's what happens to prisoners after they're released. Most everyone here agrees on a bill that the governor filed that would supposedly reduce recidivism rates and keep people from getting back into the system. That provides more funds and programs for things like drug abuse treatment, improvements to the probation system, job training programs for when you get released, things like that. Like I said, Baker has a bill. Everyone's agreed upon it. The other side is the front end.
So if the back end is agreed upon, let me guess, discussions on the front end will not be quite as easy.
Exactly. It's kind of a bit of a political dumpster fire in that different parts of the dumpster are bursting into flames at different times. It's kind of activists and advocates for criminal justice reform who want what's being referred to as the front end really are pushing for things, especially mandatory minimum sentencing reform for nonviolent drug offenders. The front end, as opposed to the back end, is supposedly to keep people out of jail to begin with. There's a lot of smaller changes, things like changing the amount of money that goes into criminal larceny. So, you know, a smaller time robbery won't land you with as harsh penalties. But really, the focus is going to be on this mandatory minimum sentencing issue, which right now lands people in jail for an awfully long time, and there's nothing judges can do about it. That's the beating heart of the political turmoil that's going to be debated this fall.
So advocates for criminal justice reform have been sounding the alarm for months, or maybe even years, saying that just doing this back-end bill won't go far enough to be effective.
Right. So you have the governor who says he doesn't really want to touch the mandatory minimums right now. In fact, he kind of likes them. House Speaker Robert DeLeo, he wants to do the back-end bill first, then maybe go further and see what else they can do down the road at some point, which is kind of the Beacon Hill modus operandi. Then you got the Senate. They seem to agree with the reform advocates that say you just can't do one part and hope to get around to doing the other part later.
So the post-release bill, that's the easy one, was written based on a report by a third-party group that's called the Council of State Governments. And you talked with Stan Rosenberg this week about what the Senate might do on that bill. Let's listen to a clip.
The one place that I think there is a general agreement in the Senate is we are not likely to be able to do the Council of State Governments report as a standalone vehicle unless there is a debate, commitment, and either a final product or pretty far along in a conference committee on reforms that go beyond the CSG.
So let me translate the legislative ease here. Rosenberg saying that the Senate isn't going to go along with what Baker and DeLeo necessarily want, which is to pass that back-end recidivism bill. Rosenberg won't do it unless there's a front-end bill that deals with sentencing and those other issues headed towards Baker's desk to become law at the same time.
It's all or nothing as far as the Senate is concerned then.
Basically, yeah, you could see it as legislative leverage to get what the chamber thinks is the right thing to do, or you could see it as them kind of holding an agreed upon piece of legislation hostage.
And looking at other agenda items, the other big thing both DeLeo and Rosenberg say are on the agenda this fall is changes to MassHealth. That's the state's health insurance program for the poor. What's going on there?
Well, lawmakers passed a budget in the spring that requires MassHealth to save a significant amount of money, but there's no exact plan that says how to do that. So they just kind of wrote a TBD note into the law. Baker signed it, and they all congratulated themselves on balancing the budget, but they still got to find those savings.
What are the options then?
Earlier this year, Baker proposed changing who's eligible for MassHealth. He wants to shift a couple thousand people off the state subsidized rolls and onto employers' insurance, and he'd penalize companies that don't offer quality coverage. The Democrats in the legislature do not want to change who can access the MassHealth care and the kind of services that it provides. So it's now the Democrats' challenge to come up with a better way.
How long does Beacon Hill have to sort all of this out?
Well, the governor, the Senate president, and the speaker all say that they want to do the criminal justice bill, or bills, if it turns out to be more than one, done this fall, which in real terms probably means by the end of the year, you know, by Christmas. And those rising mass health costs are really going to just demolish this budget over the course of the year until they put that fix in place. So that can't take much longer either.
Well, it sounds like you have a busy fall ahead of you up there, Mike. That's Mike Dean, State House reporter for WCAI, and he just gave us a summary of what Beacon Hill may or may not get done over the rest of the year. Mike, thanks so much. Have a great Labor Day. Get ready for next fall.
Oh, absolutely. You too.